Hey guys, before I leave my office for the evening, I want to just jump on here and give you guys some food for thought. And that's regarding case law and how to understand and comprehend it. So when you're reading case law, I'm going to reference two cases in this one, this video. One of them is going to be State versus Forgione. This is a New Jersey case. And then the other one I'm going to reference is State v. Sloan, which is another New Jersey case. When you're reading these things, or somebody else, maybe a coworker is trying to interpret some of this stuff, when you're reading the facts of it, that's important, but it's not super, it's not everything when you're reading a case. You have to go into the case and the consent decree on what's being tested and what the question ultimately is being asked. So, for example, if you read State versus, I'll turn off my feed heater over here, it's loud. If you read State versus Forgione and you read the case, you would know that it was a car that was stopped at a new for you by, I think, by a trooper that was a New York plate for having a brake light being out. Now, guys would read that and translate that into maintenance violations for out-of-state vehicles is okay. What the hell's ringing? How's she calling me? My son's calling me. All right, guys, sorry about that. My four-year-old is calling me via Facebook while I'm trying to do this video, so it's knocking me off of Facebook. This is getting quite complicated. I'm trying to make a point here, and my almost four-year-old son is continuing to call me. It's going to happen again. Let's see what happens. Asking was, is it a brake light? Well, the question that was asked was, can you stop in New Jersey out-of-state motor vehicles for maintenance violations? And that's really what it says in the case. I've read it before. You know you can do it. You know what the justification is. But you have to understand when you're reading it, may not read and translate to your exact situation. Just what is the basics of the case? Can New Jersey police officers stop out-of-state motor vehicles with maintenance violations that are found as violations under Chapter 3, Chapter 4, Title 39? And the answer is yes, stop. Whether or not you can enforce it's a different story. The facts that happened in Forgione may be different, but the fact of the matter is that's the question, that's the answer. Let's take Sloan, for example. Some people get Sloan confused. I'm going to just pull it up just so I can reference it correctly. Now, what happens in Sloan is it's in Carteret, New Jersey. There's a stop made. A guy who is a passenger in the car agrees to take possession of the vehicle, and the police officer checks his credentials, finds that he has a warrant for his arrest, and then goes in his pockets and finds, I think, a small amount of crack cocaine. They tried to suppress it, saying you couldn't do that. What the question was is, when can a police officer check somebody's ID? And that's pretty much it. So this is what it says. It says, now in Sloan, some of the consent decree says, leaving a vehicle be driven by a passenger or a third party allows you the right to check their driving credentials. So before allowing somebody to operate a motor vehicle, especially being released from a motor vehicle stop where there's an arrest affected, you certainly can make sure that somebody's a valid driver before turning over the car into their possession. But it also, what the really important thing is the police do not need a reasonable suspicion before they access the NCIC database. An NCIC check by the police is not a search under the federal or state constitutions. So you have to know that. You have to know that if you can run people in a motor vehicle stop without reasonable suspicion, you're allowed to by law. Matter of fact, even something contrary to that belief would be kind of hard to understand where that comes from. And it's upheld. This is what the final saying was in State v. Sloan. Held during a motor vehicle stop, the passenger, like the driver, is seized under the federal and state constitutions. Police do not need a reasonable suspicion before they may access the NCIC database. And because accessing the NCIC database was within the scope of the traffic stop and did not unreasonably prolong the stop, there was no basis to suppress the evidence found. So again, it's not the schematics of how it unfolded. It's the question that was posed and asked at the Supreme Court level, and how it was answered and what we have to use that for. These are the answers. They're general, broad statements, and you go and fill in the cracks and spackle where you have to during situations. Remember, case law dictates police decision-making in the field. And we had a small group of a class today, and we had a discussion where I'm just like, you know, I find it interesting that 2C is taught in the academy. However, case law is not, when it's really much more important. And it really is the meat and potatoes and bread and butter of the things that we do daily. It dictates what you're supposed to do in the field. I mean, there's no arguing that. And if you're somebody who is arguing that or pessimistic to these videos or facts, I'm always available. Like, I'd love to talk to you. I just don't know how you argue with the truth. Anyway, that's my explanation. It wasn't, you know, I'm trying to just get guys to understand when they're reading the stuff. I don't want you to misinterpret it. My job and what I've taken responsibility doing it is reading this stuff, picking the important stuff out and giving it to you correctly. Just so everybody knows that in 5 years of teaching this stuff, I have not had one person yet to this day who has come back and told me any advice or any case that I has given them has directed them in the wrong direction or have been responsible for any kind of miss or abuse of the law. So please feel comfortable in knowing that the information that I'm giving you is accurate. If it wasn't, believe me, I would be putting my head out there to be chopped off. You can fact check me all you want. All you got to do is find these cases, the hyperlinks that I give you. Go to streetcoptraining.com. You can put the cases in and you could read them yourself. I'm literally just breaking it down so everybody understands and goes out and employs it. And my goal here is to train police officers and put you in a position to win against bad guys. I'm not trying to get you to fight with your administration. Okay, it's not the goal here. The goal is try to get everyone to understand how to do it, what tools you can use, and to use them properly and correctly. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all of you who are part of the group and who give me the time to talk to you every day. And for those who have come to the training and those who want to come to the training, and just want to say thanks to everybody. I really appreciate it. And I'll continue to show up and do the things that have provided you with so much value and all the emails and messages in. I really, truly do appreciate it. Thanks.